Hello, I'm Julia. I'm the founder of Sage. Thank you for joining me today. We are going to do a quick little mantra to help you call in more goodness into your life. That sounds pretty good, right? So mantras are a beautiful way to help you with tons of different things that you need help with in your life. It could be anything from unblocking your path to manifest your desires, to call for more compassion for yourself and for others. And this particular mantra that we're going to do today, that is really about attracting good things into your life. The mantra is called Om Klim, and it's a Biya mantra. It doesn't really mean anything in per se, but the sound of the words, this ancient Sanskrit words, are really calling, helping you to ask the universe for all goodness to come into your life. And it's also helping everybody else on the planet as you sing Om Klim. It's really about attracting good things to us all. So it's not just about me. It's also about us and the unity consciousness, which is beautiful. And when you chant this mantra, it's also important to not think of manifesting anything in particular, like, oh, get me that car or that whatever thing that it might be that you really think you really need right now. You think you really need, but rather just chanting the mantra and allowing the universe to provide for you and really putting your trust in that the universe provides for you. So that's what the Om Klim mantra means for me. I'm sure there's other interpretations too, and that's okay. But I love to chant this mantra. I actually chant it every day, and I try to do it for 40 days straight. Oftentimes I don't have time to meditate or do deeper spiritual work in my day, but I can always squeeze in a mantra, especially one like Om Klim that is just 2 3 minutes long to chant. And when I chant, I use a set of mala beads. So the mala beads have 108 beads on them. So for each little chant will move along the mala beads. And that helps us keep count. So 108 is really the magic number. Anyway, let's get ready to chant together. So this is only gonna take 2 3 minutes. It's super quick. And when you're done, you've done a nice spiritual work for yourself for today. So you can pat yourself on the shoulder. So it's easy and fun. So before we get started, make sure you're seated in a comfortable position with an elongated spine so your chakras feel kind of aligned. Take a few deep breaths in and out through the nose and out in through the nose, out through the mouth. It's always nice to give a little sigh as you exhale to release any tension that you might have built up this day. So in through the nose. And out through the mouth. And one last one. All right, let's get started. Just follow along. So, we're going to do Om Klim 108 times. So, we're calling in more goodness into our own lives, into this world, and all the beings on this planet. Let's do it. Om Klim, Om Klim. Om Klim, 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 Om Klim. Oh, you did it. That was 108 times. Not too bad, was it now? So doing mantras for an extended time is actually a really good thing to really help amplify the message and the effect that you would like to receive of the mantra. So I am actually doing this particular mantra for 40 days straight now, especially during Mercury retrograde. I find it a great practice to ground myself and call in all the good things, especially during retrograde when things can be a little wonky. And to top it all off, we're also deep into the eclipse season, right? So the astrology is a little crazy right now. So we can all use a little help to call in some goodness in our lives, because we deserve it all and more. So thank you for tuning in with me today. I wish you a very Om Klim kind of day, and that you attract all the good things in your life more than you could ever have imagined. So we'll see you soon again. Bye.